Okay, William, here it is, Daddy-O. I'm back again for you. And here is Chapter 2 of Payoff for Mr. Glub. And this is Down, Down, Down to the Dungeons. Well, when I left you the last time, if I remember right, Strongbones and Gustav Pannier, GPTU, had made it into the big gate at Troll Mountain, which is no easy task, let me tell you. And the guardian of the door, whose name, by the way, was Mudrub. Mudrub had looked out at the two raiders, Thugsy and Pugly, and had basically laughed in their faces and said, "Go get to work and steal something from Mr. Glub." And then he locked the door so they couldn't get in. And he turned around and he looked at the two humans. "Humans? Humans? What are you doing here, humans?" Well, he said that in Troll, of course. And Strongbones looked at him and he said back in Troll, What we're doing here doesn't matter to you. We want to see, we demand to see, we insist on seeing Mr. Glub, your one and only King of Troll Mountain." Well, Mudrub wasn't particularly impressed. I mean, after all, yeah, they were humans, but nobody got in to see Mr. Glub just like that. I mean, after all, he could be taking a nap. He could be down in the mud bath taking a mud soak with his whole family and little Glubilda. He's not going to be interrupted so easily. Mudrub looked at him. Looked at Strongbones and said, "Where did you learn Troll?" And Kid Strongbones just looked at him and said, "None of your business, but I know what you're talking about, and I want to see Mr. Glub." Mudrub just said, and he scratched his, scratched his hairy chin. He could hear it sticking out all over the place, of course, because being a troll, he was wonderfully ugly. And he said, no, I think we're going to put you someplace safe while we go talk to Mr. Glub." And Strongbones said, I insist on going to see Mr. Glub." Mudrub said, no, do you understand me? No, do you understand? No. Well, Strongbones wasn't happy about that, and GP, who thought he'd practice his troll language, stood up and started speaking in troll and saying, "What do you mean? What do you intend to do with us? We're here looking for a repayment because your trolls trashed my truck." Mudrub looked at GP. Now, GP was talking pretty terrible troll. I mean, it would be like me trying to speak Chinese, which is laughable. And he just looked at GP and he said, "Who are you, human? And what do you have on your back?" Well, he was talking about GP's backpack. And he reached out and made to grab it off his back. Well, GP had his backpack on his back and he had secured, and the troll tried to basically rip it off his shoulders. And in doing so, he lifted GP up and almost dropped him down. And GP said, "Hey, let go, let go." And the troll just pulled him closer and said, "Hey, what's in there? Why do I want to see that? What's in there?" And so he grabbed the backpack and pulled it to him. And you know what GP did? Maybe this isn't how you treat trolls. GP said, "Hey, let go." And he leaned back and he took his foot and he kicked the troll. He kicked Mudrub right in the shin. Boom, let go of my backpack. Well, Mudrub did let go of the backpack. And he howled in pain and grabbed his leg and hopped around and said, Human hurt me. Human hurt me. And then he turned and grabbed a spear. That was his personal spear. And his personal spear was a very long spear and a very sharp steel head, because trolls didn't know how to make steel pieces into spears. And his spear had a name. And his spear was called Muscle Biter. Ooh, that sounds terrible. Muscle Biter. That's because he liked to jab animals or anything that came close to the muscle. And he started to turn around, and he looked at GP and said, "You human, you bad human, me take care of you." And he started to advance. Well, Strongbones, who knew all about trolls, said, "Oh no, this is the wrong way to start. Oh no." So he came up to Mudrub and he said in troll, hey, wait, take it easy. It's okay. My friend didn't understand. You were just trying to look in his bag, and he's okay." Well, did Mudrub let Strongbones talk him down and say, "Oh, you're right, you're sensible, little human, I'll be good"? No. Mudrub took his arm and he just swept Strongbones right across the chest, kapoof, and knocked him down. Oh man, these trolls are tough. They're really tough. They don't play. They're rough. Strongbones was sitting down on his butt looking up at this big troll walking, advancing on GP, and he thought, no, can't let this happen. Can't let this happen. So Strongbones jumped up and he reached up behind Mudrub and he grabbed his spear. Well, Mudrub wasn't expecting anybody to grab his spear because Muscle Biter was his, so nobody would touch it because it was huger than any other spear anybody on the troll had. They could barely lift it. Strongbones grabbed it away from him. And he said, "Now listen, guardian of the door, we are here on official business, and we don't need this nonsense from you or any other troll, so cease and desist." And Mudrub looked at him, and he stood up as tall as he was. Well, Mudrub was probably 7.5 feet tall, and he was a big, big, big boy, big, huge, kind of big muscles, big belly, big bottom, big ears, big nose, a lot of spiky hair, and he had bad breath too. And he said, "Hey, that's mine, give it here." Strongbones looked at him and said in troll, now, if you don't play nice, I'll break your toy." Oh, Mudrub was even angrier. Mudrub said, "Hey, that's my spear. Give that back to me. That's my Muscle Biter. I will stick you with it." Strongbones just laughed at him and said, now, we need to teach you a lesson. Watch." And you know what Strongbones did? Can you believe what Strongbones did? Strongbones took the spear and he took it over his knee and he broke it in two pieces, right over his knee. Now, a lot of people can't do that, but Strongbones was, he was a big boy and he knew how to do it. And besides, he practiced karate and kung fu and all that other stuff. And he knew how to break something if he needed to. He brought it up and pow, broke it in half. And then he took the pieces and he looked at Mudrub and said, "Here, you can have your spear back." And he threw it at Mudrub's feet. Well, this is a big troll. And he's not only a big troll, he's guardian of the door. So that means he's the one that controls a lot of traffic. And he's well-known. Mr. Glub likes him a lot. I think he's Mr. Glub's nephew, but we'll talk about that later. And so he got really enraged. And he had steam coming out of his ears. And he had his hair was standing straight on end. And his eyes looked like somebody had lit matches and put them in his eyes. They were so mad. Oh, this is not the way to start a visit to the trolls. But Strongbones also knew that with any troll, like any bully, with any troll, the secret of dealing with trolls was to stand up to them. Not let them push you around, not let them beat you up, not let them make you do what they want, because that's just what they want. No. You stand up to them. So Strongbones, instead of backing down, walked right up to Mudrub and put his nose right into his face. Well, Mudrub was 7.5 feet high, and Strongbones wasn't quite that high, but he walked up and he looked at him and he said, "Now listen, you. If we don't see Mr. Glub, you are in trouble, and I'll make sure you are no longer the guardian of the door." Well, that took him back a little bit, because after all, humans didn't talk to you like that. Humans ran away. Humans ran away, and you laughed and threw spears at him. Oh, no, this one stepped forward. And on top of that, GP, who was an ethno-journalist, and he was kind of smart, and he used his brain all the time, but he was not a coward, and he was a big boy himself, and he wasn't going to take anything from a troll. So he stepped up too and put his face it wasn't quite in Mudrub's face, but it was more like his chin or his neck. He said, yeah, you watch out, or you're in trouble. Well, he said that in troll, and it was pretty terrible, but he got the message across. Mudrub stopped, and he looked at the two humans, and he thought to himself, well, this is important, because he's a troll, and thinking comes hard to trolls. But Mudrub put two brain cells together, and he said, maybe I should back off a little bit. So he looked at the two, and he said, okay, all right, I'll send somebody to get Mr. Glub and know him you're here. Meantime, we have to put you someplace safe and comfortable so that you won't get in the way of anybody and nobody will bother you. Strongbone said, okay, I like that idea of safe and comfortable. He was thinking like someplace near the kitchen so we could get some chocolate, right? He looked at GP and said, okay, I think we're pretty good now. You think we're going to go and they're going to leave your backpack alone. I think they'll do it. All right, Mr. Guardian of the Door. He stood up and he said, my name is Mudrub. I am Commander Mudrub. Speak to me appropriately. Strongbones just grinned, and he said, okay, Commander Mudrub, please take us to our accommodations. Oomph. And come with me. And he looked around and he found a little troll soldier who'd been peeking through the door and wondering what the mess was. He looked at the soldier and said, you, come here. Stand by this door. Nobody goes out or comes in. No one. The soldier just looked at him and said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And if you let somebody in or somebody out, you are back in trouble. Well, no troll wants to be in trouble with the guardian of the door. So he said, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Didn't look at him, just stood by the door. But you could bet nobody got out of Troll Mountain for a while. Mudrup said, come along, we're going. So they walked down a hall. And Strongbones walked with him, and Weakknees walked with him. Mudrup carried both ends of his spear, because even with half a spear, that long, sharp steel head was pretty sharp and pretty dangerous, and well, he carried it. He walked along. They walked down the corridors, and it was the front of Troll Mountain. I really haven't described this to you, have I? I really haven't. I should. The whole front of Troll Mountain is one huge cavern, big cavern with stalactites and stalactites, and it goes back way a ways for a long time. You can put a lot of trolls in there, and sometimes Mr. Glub does come down, and he has a big meeting with all the trolls, and they sit in little chairs they bring with them, or stools, and then he talks to them, and it's great because he can address the whole Troll Mountain in one big cavern, and because it's echoey, they all hear him. Oh, the acoustics are great. And then, in the springtime, that's where they all gather with their baskets of food and mushrooms and everything, and they wait for the doors to be opened, and they roll out for the troll romp. That's another story. We'll have to tell you that one. Anyway, Mudrub took Strongbones and GP, and they walked down a corridor. They walked for a while, and then they came to a break in the path that went two ways. And one way went up. Strongbones said, oh, that'd be nice. We could go up and we can be in one of the upper level rooms that has little windows. Some of them have windows and we could look out over it. And, oh, maybe they'll have some food or some soup or something nice for us, or mushroom pastries. That'd be nice. But he didn't go up. He went down, down, down. And they kept going down. Strongbow said, well, so we're going down. We're going to get to the kitchen sooner or later. Well, maybe they'll put us up next to the kitchen. So they went down and pretty soon they could smell food. Oh, food. They were walking on the corridor, and the corridor was glowing lightly. They could see their way. It was dim, but they could see everything because the mushrooms on the side of the corridor were glowing. They were phosphorescent mushrooms. Oh, GP was really interested. He wanted to take pictures, but Strongbow just said, no, 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 don't take anything out of your backpack. That will only excite interest. Just come along. So they walked some more, and pretty soon they could smell all this stuff cooking. They could smell mushrooms cooking. They could smell hot dogs and hamburgers cooking. They could smell pizzas cooking. My goodness, where did trolls get this food? And Strongbones thought he smelled some chocolate. Oh, chocolate. They came to a level, and there on one side was this enormous kitchen. And he could see, because it was like a cavern hole, and it was no longer a tunnel. It was a long, open space in a wall, and then a cavern that was stretched back. They couldn't see it. And in there were the big kitchen stoves, and the trolls had put stoves in. They put ovens in. They carried ice off the glacier, and they could pack that into little boxes to keep things cold. And that's where they made their food for all of Troll Mountain. And the kitchens were controlled by the troll mammies. They were big, big ladies. They were big trolls. They ran the show. They didn't have take any no for an answer. They didn't like any scoffing. They wanted everybody to work hard, and so they made everybody work hard. And then below them are the aunties. And the aunties, well, the aunties do a lot of the work because the mammies are too big to do much work, but they make things happen, and they do make the chocolate because the mammies make the best chocolate. But the aunties would cook corn, they'd cook food, they'd run food back and forth, and that would be really cool. And they were busy, 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 and the whole kitchen was going, going, going. And then there was the sisters. And the sisters were typically the young women, the young troll women, who would bring food off to different parts of the Troll Mountain, because they were pretty fast, and they would take the food in a big basket and run it up to Mr. Glub, or run it to somebody's apartment, or pick up dishes and collect them back. It was quite an enterprise. And then there was the lowest end of the kitchen, and that was the kitchen help. We're going to come back to that. They're the ones who are scrubbing the pots and pans, cleaning the floor. Yeah, trolls are funny. Trolls are funny. They like clean kitchens. I don't understand it, but they had kept troll kids. A lot of troll teens were down there. Well, they came to the side of the kitchen, and just as they came to the side of the kitchen, out came a big, huge trolley truck. It was a hand truck. There was like a big long table almost on wheels, and it was loaded with food, loaded with food. And a couple of the sisters came out, and then there was an auntie to watch and make sure all the sisters got the food, because this was going to go to Mr. Glubb's table, because he was having a banquet that night for all his important trolls. And so they were taking the food out to Mr. Glubb. Well, the sisters weren't pushing the food. No, they would carry baskets, but they're not going to push the food. They're going to have some of the underlings push the table, which was really big and heavy on wheels, and they were going to make him push it all the way up to Mr. Glubb's apartment with all of his family and all of his friends coming for dinner. And so Strong Bones and Mud Globe and GP stopped to watch this big, huge trestle table be pushed out of the kitchen. And then Strong Bones noticed who was pushing the table. And he beeped GP in the ribs. And he said, "Look, look where our friends are." And GP looked over to the table. And oh my golly, guess who was pushing this big, huge table? Now, when I say huge table, you're thinking, yeah, this little table like our dining room table or our kitchen table. Yeah. No. This was a big table, big, probably 10 feet, 12 feet long, big, heavy wheels that it was being pushed on. And it was loaded down with food, loaded with mushrooms, with jars of hot chocolate, and it had potatoes piled high, and it had a whole pile of hot dogs and sausages and all sorts of food. That where do trolls get this food? And there was pizza and spaghetti, lots of spaghetti, and lots of macaroni and cheese, and there was some Swiss cheese and Swiss chard. There was just everything. Oh, and they were pushing. And way at the back were these three trolls. Guess who? Your friends, Grassy, Rocky, and Bernie, oh, bald Bernie, and Rocky with your hair sticking out, oh, and Grassy, oh, your hair sticking out, oh, what a sight. And the three of them were pushing this table down the corridor, and they looked up, and Rocky saw Strong Bones, and he let out a yelp, whoop. And then Grassy and Bernie at the same time saw GP. GP hated human and tree. Oh, you, it's because of you we're here. And they all stopped pushing. Oh, the auntie started yelling. The sister said, hey, come on, we got to get to Mr. Glubb. The three teenagers stood up and they looked at GP and they looked at Strong Bones. They said, you're the ones, you're why we're here. It's your fault. Well, here's another thing about trolls, William. This is a good thing to know about trolls. Trolls never take responsibility for everything. It's never their fault. Ever. They always blame somebody else, or something else, or someone else, or somehow else. They always figure out how to blame because they don't like to take responsibility, which is, of course, one of the number one values of being a true human, is you take responsibility. If you did it, you did it, okay? Let's go move on. But trolls, no, he made me do it. So they all stood looking at GP saying, we are going to get you. What are you doing in Troll Mountain? You made us here. We're here for a year because of you, and we're going to get you. Well, at that moment, one of the mammies came up. Well, mammy is a nice, kind word, but she was huge, and she said, oh, what's going on here? This is Mr. Glubb's banquet. You take that upstairs. Strongbones looked at Mudrup and said, hey, they're going to Mr. Glubb. We'll just go with them. We can be part of the, we're part of the banquet. Mudrup just looked at Strongbones and said, oh, no. You can't go to this banquet. This is a special one. Mr. Glubb is holding it. He said, no visitors, and you can't go. Oh, I'm going to put you someplace nice. We'll get you some food. We'll get you some comforts. Maybe I can find a couple human books. We have some human books, you know. We aren't stupid, trolls aren't. Oh, okay. Well, it was a good idea. So the troll table went rolling by, and Grassy and Rocky and Bernie were and troll just your fault. We're gonna get you. Your fault. And they were gone. Mudrub looked at Strongbones and GP and said, "What was that all about?" And GP said, "Those are the troll teens that destroyed my Jeep." Strongbones said, yeah, Mr. Glubb's law says we should get a Jeep back for him. Oh, well, Mudrub said, lucky you, fancy that. Don't believe a word of it. Let's go. And he led them further. Well, they started to get below the kitchens. Well, they're still above the mud flats down the bottom. There's, you know, but they were in a part of the Stroll Mountain that Strongholds had never been before. And then they came upon the smell. Oh, the smell. Oh, the smell. If your mom has a compost pile and it sort of goes for a week too long, then you smell it. Oh, that's what it smells like. Or maybe if your sister Lauren has maybe a real poopy diaper and, oh, that's what it smells. It smelled like that too. And it smelled like bad breath, if you've known anybody with bad breath. And it looked like somebody who had not taken a shower in a long, long time and really, really smelly underarm. And it smelled like that too. And then it sort of smelled like cows. Have you ever smelled cows in a barn? Oh. And sometimes you go to pigs, pigs smell too. Oh. And if you have a dog, when the dog comes in after being wet and shakes off its hair, it smells. All these smells combined, they were terrible. Strongbow said, where are we going? Mudrub just looked at him and said, someplace nice. As they walked along, they came upon another big cavern. Because this is a mountain. It's got caverns all through it. Caves, caverns, they've carved rooms. But this cavern was different. Because it looked like someone, probably trolls, of course trolls, because it's Troll Mountain, but trolls had taken miles of fencing. Now, normally, if you were outside and you were out at a farm, you'd have a fencing all around your farm so the cattle wouldn't get out. And they had steel fencing. Not barbed wire, but steel. Steel fencing. And they had this in great swaths, up and down in front of the cavern, up and down, twice, three, four times, four layers, one after the other, one going one way, the other going the other way. It was like, wow, there's a lot of netting here. And they couldn't figure that out. And it went across the whole cavern doorway. And that doorway was probably 20 feet, 30 feet long. I mean, it was a big doorway. And so they could look inside the cavern. And they couldn't see much. And they could smell it, though. It was like, and then they heard the sound. What's that? Said GP. Strongbone said, oh, that sounds like werewolves. That sounds like, and there were two of them. They looked at the humans, and they were instantly enraged. And they went up with their teeth and they started attacking the fence to try to get through it. GP said, they don't look too friendly. Strongbone said, no, they're werewolves. They aren't friendly. And if they could get a hold of you, they'd bite you and drink some of your blood maybe, and then you'd become a werewolf too. GP said, no, I don't like that idea. Strongbone said, I agree. So where are we going, Mudrub? What is this? Mudrub said, well, we just have to pass our pets here because our pets are down here for safekeeping. Then a couple more werewolves came running out of the cavern, and they spotted the humans, and they went totally crazy. They started trying to chew through the screen, through the fence. I mean, this was steel fence, and there was like four layers of it. They were still trying to break through it. Strongbow said, you know, Let's get going. They were mad. They were screaming. The werewolves were like, oh, humans. And pretty soon, a whole bunch of werewolves were showing up. All mad and showing themselves at the screen. And it was bouncing. And Strongbow said, no, let's go. So Mudrub led him along, and then came to a smaller cavern. And there in the cavern were a bunch of rooms. He said, okay, here's where we put our guests. And he came over to a door, and he opened it up. Strongbones looked inside. It was a little room. It had a little sink in it. Yeah, okay, we get a little water. It had a couple of beds. Okay, it looks like a little bedroom. Okay, and a little table. Well, we could eat here, and maybe two chairs at the table. And that was good. And he said, well, okay, GP, I think this is where we're going to stay for a little bit till we see Mr. Glum. And he walked in to look where the bed was, and GP walked in beside him, and all of a sudden they heard a clang. Clang! And the door closed. And who was standing on the other side but Mudrub? And who's holding a big key in his hand?
I tricked you.
Well, trolls know how to make keys. They're that good. And he took the key and put in a big lock, and it clicked. Strongbow said, hey, what? GP said, what? Strongbow said, we're in prison. They put us in the dungeons. What is this? And Mudrub just laughed.
He said, you think you make fun of me? Well, I made fun of you.
And he picked up both parts of his spear, and he headed off, not to the door, because he told a soldier to stay there, and that troll soldier will stay there till next spring if he's not told to step down, because that's trolls. He walked off to the weapon shop so we could have a new spear, stick shafted to his spearhead, because he had to have a long pole for that big spearhead, and Muscle Biter didn't want to not have a pole, so he walked off. He took the key with him. Strongbone said, hey, wait, what? Hey, come back here, you. They were left alone. Well, the only light was the fluorescent mushrooms, and he tried the water, the spigot for the water, and all that came out was a little bit of mud, so that told you they hadn't filled the water tanks in a long time. And he looked around and sat on one of the beds, and the bed was like, there was really no mattress on the bed, and underneath was looked like a door. Somebody had a door, it was a steel door, and there was still a doorknob sticking up. And looked at both beds, and basically they'd ripped doors off of a building and they stuck them on a couple of looked like stones, and that was their bed. What is this? So he started yelling, come back here, come back here. Strongbones was banging, come back here. Well, no, all they heard in the distance was a werewolf. So GP said, oh my goodness. Strongbone said, just wait. Meanwhile, GP, why don't you get your camera out? We'll do a recording right from here. So GP did. He got into his backpack, and he took out his video recorder, and he had a little tripod that he set up. It was a really light one, but it worked. And then he and Strongbone sat down at one of the doors, and they started talking. And they said, here's our trip so far, and here's what happened to us. And here we are in Troll Mountain. Well, of course, the picture didn't come out great because all they had was fluorescent mushrooms on the walls, but it worked. And the two of them told their story. And then they said, over and out, we got to figure out what to do. So they packed away the camera equipment. Strongbow said, I hope they come along with food. Well, nothing. They sat there. They sat there a long time. Everything got quiet. Strongbow said, they're not coming back. He doesn't care. We got to get out of here. GP said, what do you mean? Strongbone said, we got to get out of here. Listen, here's what I want to do. We got to get out of this cell, and then we have to go find one of the back doors out of Troll Mountain, and we got to climb down to where Tuggy Teddy's motorbike is, and then we can fix it, and we can get home. This isn't a good idea. Strongbone looked around, and GP said, huh, I thought the motorbike went over the edge of the cliff. Yeah, but it's a good old motorbike. We'll fix it. We can get it fixed and we'll go, said Strongbones. Now, Strongbones was hoping against hope, but, you know, Strongbones hopes about everything. Everything can be fixed. Just use your mind. Use your words. Use your thought. Use your brain. He's a very optimistic fellow. He said, well, we got to get out of here first. So he said, we got to go. What are we going to do? And GP said, I don't know. We locked the door. It's a pretty big door. It's a pretty strong door. It doesn't look like it opens any other way. There's just rock walls around us. What are we going to do? Strongbone said, let's see. He went to the door and he pulled it and rattled it. It was locked. It really was locked. There it is. But I have to say, trolls, I just love trolls. Trolls can make locks, and they can make keys, and they can make locks, but they make locks for other trolls. They don't make locks for humans. Because if you made locks for humans, you'd have to make more complicated locks. Strongbone said, I wonder about this. And he looked at the door, he looked at the handle, he looked at the door handle, and the door handle was attached to the door. But they hadn't even used screws. They'd used nails and just nailed it in. Strongbone said, I wonder if I can. And you know what he did? He started taking the door handle and pushing it up and down. Pulling it, pushing. GP said, what the heck are you doing? Strongbone said, well, look, they nailed it together. Can you believe they nailed the doorknob into the door? Well, if I can keep pushing this up and down, then I think I can probably get the nails out and we can take this handle off. And if I get the handle off, then I can probably start working on the lock. Oh. So GP said, well, I may be able to help. And he went back to his backpack. Well, GP had been very smart when he packed. He packed all his audio stuff and his video stuff. And he packed everything he needed, his info cards. But he'd also packed some food, which he said, oh, I do have some food. He pulled that out, some snack bars, and he had packed a little toolkit just in case he needed some tools. And it wasn't a big one. It had a couple of screwdrivers. It had a little hand ratchet wrench in case he needed it, another monkey wrench, and a little vice grip, because you always did. No matter what you do, you need a vice grip. And he said, "Look, I have a couple of screwdrivers. Maybe I can help you." So Strongbone said, "Let's go." So Strongbones would lean down on the door handle, and GP would take the screwdriver and he'd put it behind the door handle and he'd pull. And little by little, as they worked it, it got looser and looser as the nail started to pop. Now, you couldn't do this with the door being screwed in, because it just wouldn't work that way. You need a screwdriver. But he was able to pull and pull and pull. And pretty soon, that door became so loose that GP was able to pop off the handle. And then Strongbones got on his knees and looked inside the door. Well, it was a very simple mechanism. With the door handle off, he could look at the lock and say, Oh, let me see that screwdriver of yours. So GP handed him his screwdriver, and Strongbone stuck it into where the lock was, and he turned it. And you know what? The door unlocked. Hey, we're getting somewhere now. So Strongbone said, "We're going. We got to get out of here. You got everything?" And GP said, "Yeah, but here, have a snack bar." Strongbone said, "Oh, I'm famished." So they sat there and had a snack bar and made a plan. What they'd do is they'd run past the werewolves. They hadn't heard a werewolf. And said, "The werewolves are probably sleeping by now. We haven't heard them. We're going to run past the werewolves. And then when we get up the corridor to where the corridor went up, we're going to go up, because that's where all the best places to run outside are. Because they all start up in the mountain in a little cavern or caves to start with. And then they broaden out into tunnels and we can get out." "Okay. All right, well, you lead the way, Strongbones." So Strongbones finished his meal, and GP wasn't much of a meal. It was a little protein bar, but he finished it, and GP finished his. They opened the door, and they looked out. Nobody. It was very quiet, just the mushrooms faintly glowing. He said, "Come on." They started running back the way they'd come, and they ran back past the werewolves. They stopped. They looked at it. Couldn't see anything. "Okay, I think we're there. Let's go. Let's be really quiet." So they started to tiptoe past the werewolves. And they tiptoed. But you know what? Werewolves have very strong noses. They have very good scent. They can smell a human a mile away. And what do those werewolves smell? Humans. Humans. And one werewolf after the other put his head up. He said, "Humans. Humans." And they jumped up, and they all ran out to the front of the cavern. And there, across the wires, were these two humans. "Oh, humans!" And the werewolves went crazy. "Oh, they went crazy." They started galloping to the wire and running into it. Smash, smash, smash. And they were all shaking at the wire and pulling it. And Strongbow said, "You know what? They're going to pull this fencing down, because if it's put up the way trolls put up locks, it's not very good. I don't want to be here when they pull this fencing down. We gotta go!" And he took off. He ran. And the werewolves were like, pulling the fencing. And indeed, if they kept this up, it would have ripped off. And oh no, the werewolves would have been free in Troll Mountain. They took off. But all those werewolves making all that noise certainly made a scramble. And it woke up a lot of trolls. And all of a sudden, trolls were saying, "Hey, emergency, emergency, the werewolves are going crazy, emergency." And so the troll soldiers came running out. They had their pajamas on. They grabbed their spears. They came running down the corridor. And when Strongbones and GP got up the corridor, they saw the tunnel that went left, and it was going to go upstairs and get them in the motorbike. They were going to get away. And this, as they turned into it, out poured 3 dozen soldiers. Troll soldiers. "What are you doing?" And at the front of their head, at the head, was the guardian of the door, Mudrub. And he stopped and he looked at Strongbones, and GP said, "Humans, humans, how did you get here? How did you get here?" And GP, Strongbones just looked at him. Well, Strongbones knew that if he just told the troll the truth, he told the troll that we picked your lock, it was pretty good, they'd never put him back in another room. So then, that because they wouldn't trust him, they'd trust him to get out. So Strongbones said, "Oh no. No, magic." Well, magic is something trolls don't want to deal with. And Strongbow said, "Magic, magic, Easy. I just used my magic words, and I broke the lock. Go check it out. And Mudrub stopped. He said, magic. Can't let this happen. But he also knew that it would only be worse if he left them alone. So he said, you can't go up here. And he looked around, and he took six of the biggest trolls. And he said, you, take them, make them work. Put them in the kitchens. And Strongbone said, what do you mean, put us in the kitchens? And GP said, huh? And Mudrub said, yes, you useless. You sitting in cell have nothing better to do. We'll put you in the kitchens. Ho, 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 ho. You can scrub some pots and pans and be useful. Ho, 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 ho. Strongbone said, no, I insist on seeing Mr. Glub. Huh? Mr. Glub? He is asleep. No one wake him. Put you to the kitchens. And the six big trolls, well, when you have six big trolls and they're in their pajamas and they have spears and their heads all messed up, their heads are messier than normal because they've been sleeping on them, and they really, really all wish that they had a big cup of coffee or Coke or something to stimulate their brains, and they haven't. They're not happy. And unhappy trolls make unhappy humans. So Strongbones looked at GP and he said, well, good try. I guess we're going to see what the kitchens are like. Maybe we can scarf some chocolate. So they turned around with six trolls, spears aimed at them, and started walking back to the kitchens. And that's it, my Aunt William. That's it for today. This is Down, Down, Down to the Dungeons. Next story will be Battle in the Kitchens. I can't tell that now because it's time for you to go to bed, time for you to go to sleep, dream about hurricanes. We hope it keeps us all safe and sound. So give your sister Lauren a big hug. Kiss your mama and your daughter. They're the most precious people in the world to you. Be glad you're safe and sound at your granddad and grandma's house. And I will talk to you again and tell you another chapter soon. Love you, William.